USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump made it clear during the last NFL season he expected players to stand for the national anthem.
They should stand. You have to stand. It's our national anthem. You have to stand.
Last night, a new preseason began for the NFL, and some players were still protesting, kneeling during the anthem. Before the game against Tampa Bay, Miami Dolphin wide receivers Kenny Stills and Albert Wilson knelt, while teammate Robert Quinn raised his fist. Stills told reporters after the game,
I thought I was going to be by myself out there, and today I had an angel with me, with Albert being out there, and you know, I'm grateful that he sees what's happening, and he wants to stand up and do something about it as well.
The death toll up to 8 in the car fire in Redding, California, as a heavy equipment operator died yesterday battling the fire. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Facebook users will not be sharing instructions for creating 3D printed guns. The social media giant announcing yesterday it will block sites that provide that information, and it will delete any content related to the creation of the firearms. The voting was Tuesday, but a gubernatorial race is still undecided, as we hear from USA Radio's Rick Vinson.
The Republican primary for governor in Kansas remains too close to call between Trump-endorsed Secretary of State Kris Kobach and incumbent Governor Jeff Collier. Kobach is in charge of the vote count as Kansas Secretary of State, but he says he'll recuse himself from that process.
There's really no point in doing it because the Secretary of State doesn't actually have any role in the counting of provisional ballots or in any recount. You're head of the state election process, but all of the work is done at the county level. The counties do the counting of ballots.
Additional votes, including mail-in ballots, will be reported today and next week. Election workers in the state's 105 counties will begin examining each of thousands of provisional ballots.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 10 weeks, and I'm telling you, my sleep has improved dramatically. So what are you waiting for? Jump on board and start experiencing the kind of restorative sleep you need in your life. And if you're waiting for a better offer, your wait is over, because MyPillow just brought back their best offer ever. It's their buy one, get one free special. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, use my code USA, and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price. That's MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, and enter promo code USA.
An airstrike in northern Yemen has killed dozens of children. The kids were reportedly on a field trip when the airstrike carried out by the Saudi Arabian-led coalition hit their bus in a busy market yesterday. At least 50 people were killed. More than two dozen of them were children. Saudi Arabia says the attack was a legitimate military operation aimed at Yemeni rebels being supported by Iran. Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser is raising the city's emergency level ahead of a weekend Unite the Right 2 rally. The white nationalist rallies to take place right across the street from the White House on Sunday on the anniversary of last year's rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, that left a female counter-protester dead. Bowser's order activates D.C.'s Emergency Operations Center, which makes it easier for local authorities to then work with federal and state agencies. D.C.'s police chief says police will be working to keep rally participants and counter-protesters greatly separated. And a new study says eating crickets can be good for you. Yeah, researchers at the University of Wisconsin-Madison had people in a study eat powdered crickets. Crickets can be made into flour. Those people had increased enzymes and bacteria associated with a healthy gut, and they also had lower levels of an inflammatory blood protein that's linked to depression and cancer. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.